Think back to Jim Jones, David Koresh. Think of the people who perished with him. Both of those guys started as pretty good, accurate teachers of Scripture, and then it became about them. And we got all these little cults and groups, and sometimes it's not nearly that dramatic, and you don't physically die as their followers physically died in those situations. But nonetheless, there is a spiritual death that happens when we plug in to false teaching, false doctrine. And that's why he's going on in this passage to say, and notice how he's moved the false doctrine and the associations, you must turn away from wickedness. And then he says in verse 20, in a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but of wood and clay, and some are for noble purposes, some for ignoble. So if a man cleanses himself from the latter, he'll be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, prepared to do any good work. So we've got to cleanse ourselves. Again, don't wait for God to cleanse you. Ask God for help in cleansing you, but go about a cleansing project yourself that says, I'm going to turn away from internet pornography. I'm going to turn off that TV. I'm going to get away from these movies and video games and all the things, talk radio, you name it, that we can waste our life on, even the ones that are okay, but we can still pour our lives into. And I'm going to open this book. I'm going to handle the Word of God. I'm going to pour myself into it and ask God to pour it into me so that I can live the kind of life that's pleasing to God.